Greetings, hello, boys and gals and girls and dogs and everything. Welcome back to the Business Bubble. In this episode, we're going to talk about the first attempt at building a business that I've had in my whole life. And with this, I mean Hubble. Hubble is officially the first business, the first company that I'm trying to build with people, and that is actually quite a big project. Now, we've been doing this for about sort of like a year now, a little bit more, and we're very excited with what's going to be coming our way. So just to like put you guys into perspective and into a context that you can understand everything, I'm just going to go from the very beginning all the way to what we're going to do right now and what we plan to do in the future. Okay, so starting out, it all started out from a project management course that we had to take in the curriculum. So basically the project management course was about having a project, like an idea of what should be developed, getting like the requirements of the software, getting the different types of products that we had to give out at the very end. Because as you will see, project management is not only about coding, it's not only about software, it's also about the logistics, the different types of products and services that you have to bring forth at the very end of a project so that it can be successfully ended and completed. So it's a very nice different type of course. And in this course, what we had to do was a freelancing site, sort of, with a different approach. And the approach is that the main purpose was for the students, college students, to be able to finish college. And by doing that, they wouldn't have to be self-financed, okay? And the idea is that they could be self-financed by getting semi-real work experience remotely. So what they had to do is develop, a small product, for example, designing a logo or giving out, you know, analysis of data or developing a landing page that had to be a digital product because it had to be remotely. So they just developed that for a company, for a very small or medium or maybe large company, and they received money in return. So what's the idea? The idea is that they can develop their skills, also obtain real work experience, and they could also gain money at the same time so that they can continue their studies. And finally, end with this whole college thing. That was the idea of the project. So long story short, at the very end, the professor said that he was going to choose the best team because we were divided by teams, you know, maybe like 5-6 people by team per team. So he was going to choose the best team that developed the best project, and he was going to go with them to develop it further along into a real thing. Like not only just a course project, but like a real life project. We're talking about a business here. And that was a pretty cool thing. Turns out my team didn't win. But, you know, I always demonstrated a huge and disproportionate amount of enthusiasm and optimism. And just like, I really wanted to be the one who developed this throughout, you know, the whole lifespan of the project and later on. And I really just wanted to be there. I really wanted to make this a reality. The professor saw that in me, thankfully. He recruited me, basically, with the new winning team. So at the end, I was with a bunch of other guys that were my friends, of course. But I don't know. I thought like I was like, you know, like handpicked from a bunch because of my enthusiasm and my passion to see this become a reality. So at first, we were 8 members, as Mauricio anticipated. Mauricio's the professor, by the way. And he also anticipated that there were going to be people who were going to quit. And not only quit because of maybe they weren't that interested, but maybe they have other priorities. And this is a very important thing that I want to talk about here, that building a business is not something that you can half-ass. You know, you have to really commit to it and have it as a priority in your life. I'm not saying it has to be like number one priority. However, it should be up there in the first three, I guess. I honestly think that God is my first priority, and it should be something that goes way beyond what you see. And it's something transcendental because it gives purpose to your life at the same time. But I do see it like as a third a very solid third, because it goes along with what I really want to do in my life. So thankfully, I was able to join this venture. And well, from that moment on, people started to leave because of different, you know, points of view, perspectives. They have different goals. And at the end, four members were the ones who stayed. Number one, we have Francisco Monge. He is our CEO. We chose him as the CEO. He is a great guy, honestly. I think that I haven't seen someone else with the amount, with the capacity and the skills of organizing events, organizing teams, and being responsible as heck. That guy really exceeds my expectations in all of that. And he's only like 24. So only 24, you know? He's had a lot of experience by organizing different events at his church. He is a leader at the Cartago Catholic Church, and he manages basically all the different youth teams in Cartago. So, you know, he's got a lot of experience under his belt. I really feel very comfortable with him being the CEO, and everybody else, actually. Mauricio was actually the one who proposed for him to be the CEO, and everybody basically agreed. I agreed right away. I thought, like, if it was going to be one of us, it had to be him, for sure. Maybe going along with Mauricio. Mauricio Arroyo, he is the Chief Operations Officer. He has an MBA Business Administration, and he worked a lot in project management, both in the private and the public sector. Now, he is our professor, of course. He's got way more experience than us in the market and, you know, leading, basically having to do with teams and project management as a whole. So he's a very valuable asset for the team. However, he doesn't want to be at the forefront. He really wants us to take hold of this project and make it our own. So it was pretty cool, because that was also an initiative to put Francisco as the CEO, and everybody agreed to that, and also to assume responsibility to a degree and an extent where we could all be at the same level. So I think he's a great guy, honestly. I think, like, people as him who are visionaries, he's a real visionary, they have a lot to give to the world. And if we could help people like that to develop their dreams in conjunction with what we want for our personal lives, I think that it's just amazing. It's almost like magic. So that's pretty cool. Later on, we decided that, well, we didn't decide, you know, like at the beginning of building a business, you can't have very defined roles, because at the beginning you have to do a little bit of everything. You know, business is starting out. It's a baby. You got to do everything it needs to take care of it. So even though we have responsibilities and we have like our designated departments, we do everything in every regard, in every aspect. We all go through the same things. We all try to help each other. You know, if we have to, talk or go somewhere or build or, you know, whatever, we do it, because that's what we have to do in order to continue. Okay, so the next member is Gabriel Calvo. He is, as I was saying, a little bit of everything. We basically do different things. But Gabriel, I think he is more in the department of design, and that would have to be with marketing. Now, I have to make a very nice point here. Francisco is great at social media, at marketing. He's like the best. I think that design-wise, he is really good. I just don't see him developing the designs as passionately as Gabriel. I think that Gabriel has that passion. He also has a webcomic, so that really helps a lot. He is, mastering his craft basically two times a week. So I would really look into that. And just a shout out to him. Look for Friends You Are Stuck With in Instagram and have a laugh. They're really cool. Okay, so later on, we've got me. I am the Chief User Management Officer, really weird department, and I'm in charge of communicating with the users, assuring a good user experience, and handling trouble, and, you know, all these different things. Now, why the name user management. So as you'll understand later on in the methodology and the concept of the business, we have three different types of users. We got the producer, the consumer, and the co-creator. There are three different users. So you have to have a structure that lets you manage and sort of like talk with them at the same time and have a face for the company. And that is me. I'm basically in charge of all of that. And recently we added another member called Giancarlo Hernandez. He is the CTO because he's got the most experience with web development. And we really thought that if we wanted to do this correctly, and we've wanted our MVP, which is a minimum viable product for those who don't know, if we wanted to create our MVP, it had to be through the web, because the web, everybody can access it. It's the internet, you know, you could have a cell phone, you can access it. So we thought it was the best option, and he was the one who had the most experience in web development, and he has been working with real companies and real job scenarios, you know, and work environments with web development. So we were all like, yeah, sure, we can give this guy a little bit of our equity in the company and have him really be responsible of that department, of the technology department and developing. So he's been a really amazing asset. I'm very glad that we did that because he is so responsible. He is now going to be full-time with us. He developed a product in really short amount of time while he has to like balance his life at home because he's got a kid, and also with college and with Hubble, and you know he's just an amazing guy, honestly, and he's been really good with us. I was really worried that he was not going to be, you know, as good, or he was going to basically throw it all away, but he didn't. He really made a great job, and I'm very happy that we got him into the team. Okay. So the goal of Hubble is to have sales by mid-year, meaning that in around a month or so, we should be generating some sort of small income or maybe some sort of transactions, you know, between consumers and producers. Okay, so maybe here is where I should tell you guys about the methodology and the idea of the whole thing. So Hubble, as we mentioned earlier, it's like a freelancing platform. However, the very prime distinction is that instead of handling over a huge project over to the freelancer, what we do is we chop it down into modularized small digital products. So instead of giving the huge project, we give only a small digital product. The freelancer, or in this case, the Hubbler, develops that work and he handles it over to the company, and then the company pays him back. So what happens is that the company can lower their costs by gaining real technical advantages in tech, because tech has that infrastructure and that capability with the students, you know? So the students can get their money. They can develop real work that has, you know, some merit, some weight in the market. And at the same time, they can continue their studies. And the whole idea is for them to be able to self-finance their studies and finish stupid college. That's what we have to do. That is our mission. That's our goal. So I've mentioned these two different users. One of them is the producer, which is the student. The other one is the consumer, usually a small to medium-sized company. That's our projection of an early adopter. However, there's a third type of user, and the third user is called the co-creator. So the idea of the co-creator is that it's this external person that has experience and he really knows the industry that he's at. So basically, for example, some guy from industrial design comes to us and he says, okay, you know what, guys, I think that you can basically put into the platform this sort of service because we at Design, we know how to do this, correct? Like 100%. They pay us for this. It's very easy. It's very short for us. And I think it's going to be a really great asset for you and your cash flow. And we're like, okay, yeah, sure. Because we don't know heck about design. This guy comes along. He develops the specification of the service with us. And when that's done and a company uses that specification of the design of the, let's say the logo, that developing a logo, when a company uses that template that was created between us and the co-creator, then a small percentage of the transaction at the end is going to go to that co-creator, and another very small percentage is going to go to us. Now, these are not defined at the moment. However, that's the main idea. Of course, the majority of the money is going to go to the student because that's our mission. That's our goal. And that's basically it, you know? That's the whole idea of Hubble, the co-creation, the producer, and the consumer. Now, we all try to do this under the framework of the Lean Startup methodology. What is the Lean Startup methodology? For those of you who don't know, Eric Ries, or Ries, I don't know how you pronounce his last name, has a book called The Lean Startup. The Lean Startup is a great book. I 100% recommend it. My best friend recommended this to me because he's also starting a business. His dad has a business, so he's really in this niche. So he recommended it to me. I started to listen to the audiobook because I hate reading. And oh my goodness, they have so much value. Everything that guy knows and that guy has taught through the years, it's so valuable. It makes a lot of sense. The main idea of the Lean Startup is that speed is better than quality, meaning that if you can fail, and if you can fail fast, like really fast, just bump against the walls, the sooner you're going to know what the market actually wants and how you can fill that need. What is your purpose or your role in filling that need that the market has just showed you? So, you know, what good does it make if you develop this humongous project made of really good, high quality features and all of these things when in reality, the market doesn't really need it or doesn't really want it, you know? You wasted a bunch of resources, and that's the part of the lean methodology. Being able to really use the resources accordingly. So that's the main idea of the lean startup. There's the thing called the MVP, as we talked about, is the minimum viable product. And with the MVP, what you have to do is basically create this sort of like core product or core service that lets you test if your hypothesis for the market are correct or not. So for example, in our case, we think that medium and small-sized companies are going to be our early adopters and that they're going to be, you know, full in giving us a lot of support at the beginning. And to test this, well, we have to just create a very small type of system in the web that we already have, by the way. And when they get into the system and they use it, it meets their necessities or the vital requirements in order for the whole company's processes to work. So that way, we don't spend a lot of resources. We just spend on what we need for the core test assumptions and hypothesis verification. And when that is met, then we can measure what the market told us and say, okay, do we need to keep going or do we need to pivot because maybe our assumptions were wrong? Maybe through the MVP and through what we measured with the market, they really don't want that, or they really need a certain feature, or they really don't want it at all. So that's the thing, you know, that's why the MVP is very important. You don't waste a lot of resources and you test your hypothesis. Okay, so maybe we can dive into a little bit of the story of Hubble and some very key points in the story. First of all, we did a proof of concept with a company called Hooli. Now, a proof of concept is a really nice thing to have because you basically prove your concept without having an actual platform or a product or a service. You basically just test out the waters, see how it goes, see, you know, if you have to make some tweaks here and there. But it's a really important part of building a business, in my opinion. So basically, what Hooli does is that they have a product, a software product that helps out with medical services and medical industry in general. So they help like with practices and, you know, health records and, you know, following up patients like that. So they just bring that infrastructure to the client and it makes a world of a difference. It's way, way easier that way. They're actually leaders in the region, by the way. And the pretty cool thing is that even though they're a startup and they kind of have like their own vibe and their own culture. A lot of the chief officers from Huli come from Tech. They were students at Tech. One of them, actually, called Luis Carlos, he is a chief officer at Huli, and he was a student at Tech. So, of course, Mauricio, being the professor, knew him from way back in the day. So, what was the idea? Okay, the idea for Hubble, for us, was so that we could test out if the idea was actually possible. You know, if what we planned in our heads was actually going to be recreated in a real-life scenario. And for this, we wanted to do two things. One, we wanted to sort of like kind of start to design our template, our specification for example, this one product that they were going to give us. And second of all, test it with real students with our specification and maybe a little bit of help with, I don't know, maybe a small course and what had to be done or a small explanation. So that was those were the two primary goals of this proof of concept. So the idea was that Huli was going to give us these logging windows that they needed, and they specified it through Zeppelin. If you don't know Zeppelin, it's a pretty cool thing. It's like a web page that lets you see all the diameters and the sizes and the proportions, the colors, the everything you need to know about a specific product or software design. So that's what we used in order for us to get an idea of what we had to do. And we basically had to just code it up in HTML and JavaScript. So what we planned to do was to make three iterations, okay? We needed to complete those for both web and mobile. Okay, so the first idea was, okay, let's just make two teams, okay? One team of four people and another team of three people. The idea of this was so that we could both like kind of get our own set of learning and our own perspective on the matter so that later we could check up on that, get feedback, and kind of like merge up all the learning together. It was a complete fiasco. It was a complete horrible thing to do because nobody really knew what we had to do. Okay, nobody really knew what exactly had to be done. We had to go back and forth with Huli talking about what they wanted, what they really wanted, how they really wanted. They sent us a specification made by them, but it really didn't help. It was way too ambiguous and it didn't fit our needs. And it wasn't not the thing that we were hoping for. So, you know, the second iteration, it was something different because in the second iteration, we had to help out with an event that our accelerator was having. So our accelerator has this event where startups and small businesses come and recruit talent from Tech in the form of internships. They help students with work experience, and at the same time, they receive the human and technical resources that they need at a very low cost, basically internship price. So that was the event. It's called Ideas Dating Event. And, well, you know, our accelerator really liked us a lot and we really liked them. So we basically worked together. We were co-creators or co-planners in this event. And well, as a result of that, we had to divide the team up in two sections. One that was only going to be for the proof of concept, meaning that they were very technical. And another one was going to be for planning, coordinating, and helping out with the event. I was on the latter. And Gabo, Cafai, and Franco were at the very at the first one. Long story short, in the second iteration, it was way better. We really had an idea of what we had to do, and we basically gave them something. but later on, they really wanted us to be able to complete the work in a good, you know, quality assured manner that they liked, and hopefully that was going to be a reality, and thankfully it was, because I don't know, people are really good. I don't consider myself to be great at coding, honestly. I think I'm okay, I'm decent, but those other guys, they were beasts. They are beasts, honestly. So they were pretty cool. They were able to manage it and come up with something really good. Huli was really happy, and at the very end, let's say our fourth iteration, because it wasn't really that formal or official, we basically introduced students that knew nothing about the project, nothing about the methodology, and we put them in a scenario where they had to develop the same product that we developed for Hooli in, say, hopefully 4 hours or from 4 to 7 hours, okay? Using our template and using our guidelines and maybe just a small explanation at the beginning. And good news, because we actually managed to do that. The students, three of the students, there were only three students, but the three students were able to complete them, the things that they needed to do in less than 4 hours. That was great. That was really amazing. It just gave us that certainty that tech had what the industry needed. You know, people at tech are really good. They're really technical. They really know a lot of things, and they put things into practice. So if they can do that for a company doesn't have to waste all those resources in a full-time employee when a student can develop it for a much lower price, way, way, way lower. And at the same time, the student going from zero to something, say like $50, I mean, that's great. I mean, you know, it beats the hell out of zero, and you can live with that at least a week. So it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm not saying that you can like pay your apartment and food and all those, but it's a great help though. so that was very, very good for us. Reassuring for sure. We were really happy. And yeah, we basically finished in good terms with Hooli and the students and everybody else. That was before people left, the company, because of, as I was saying, some of them had goals, some of them had different things that they wanted to do, and only the guys who really wanted this to be like a priority in their lives stayed, which of course was one of them, me. but yeah, I guess this is it for the background of Hubble. I'll be definitely checking up on you guys and getting you more updates of what's happening and things. We've come a long way from that point, by the way. We have really shifted and kind of like thought about stuff and developed. Right now, we actually have the platform almost ready. You know, so like the part for the consumers and the producers, it's basically done. We have our landing page as well. We're looking at now web hosting prices and options. And at the same time, we're also trying to get into these type of lean frameworks or lean methodology type of mindset in which we have to look for early adopters. We have to develop hypotheses and test them in a real life scenario. We're doing that right now. What's going to come is, you know, soon is that we already have the platform, so what we have to do now is go and recruit and ask for our early adopters. And what we're planning is for, at the very beginning, small and medium-sized companies or businesses. You know, so maybe it can be a fast food type of restaurant business that's very small. Nobody really knows about them. There's one in Cartago called Monchis. I've never seen Monchis outside of Cartago. I think they only have like one or two actual retail places in Cartago, but oh well, that's one of them. For example, another one are called like these mini markets, maybe salons. Those are the type of early adopters that we're trying to get at the very beginning, and I think it's going to be very, very cool. I'm very excited, actually. I can see myself walking down the streets of Cartago, knocking on people's doors, asking if they need some sort of logo design or landing page, or this is a little bit more technical, but georeferenciación. So geospatial referencing digital system service. That's very important. Okay, so maybe I should give you guys this. We're planning on going out with three different types of services at the very beginning. One of them from design, one of them from computer science, and another one for forest engineering. Or, yeah, I think that's how it's called. I know it's like a weird thing, but they actually have digital things that the market really needs and that they can do. So we're really hoping that it can be a good shot. With design, I don't worry about it that much, because everybody needs design in some way or another. And even though it's not going to produce a constant cash flow for the type of service, it is something that you will definitely get to deliver to some customer, because everybody needs design these days, and people at tech can develop very good logos. And for computer science, it would have to be, I guess, a landing page, but we are not very formalized on the idea right now. So for now, we only have two, which is the forest engineering one and the design one. So, that's what's going to be happening soon. I'll be posting you guys with updates and what's happening, what's going on. I'm really excited. I can't wait to go and talk with people and offer them this amazing thing that we're trying to accomplish. I guess this would be it for the episode. Thank you very much for listening. I know this is like kind of an extended one, maybe, or I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I've really changed a lot of the format that I had with my last podcast. So I don't know. Maybe you guys like longer podcasts, maybe shorter ones. I think that longer ones are cool. If it's not like absurdly long, you know, some like from 30 minutes to an hour, I think it's okay. I don't know. What do you guys think? So, thank you very much for listening. I have been really happy to tell you about this and posting you guys with updates and comments and the like. So remember, tell your friends if you really like the podcast. And you know what? Actually, I'm not going to say that. If you really like a podcast, if you really like something, you will share it one way or another. I just know it for sure. So do whatever you like. But what I do really want is for you to tell me stuff, you know, tell me what you would like to know, what you would like to get to know more. And I'll be really glad to address that. Thank you very much. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care. God bless you. And bye-bye.